Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I called this company Sit Means Sit, and I guess we're a franchise. And I made an appointment.
What are we going to call it? You call it Sit Means Sit. Sit means sit. It's going to call
sit
it that.
Means sit. Sit right. Means sit.
What does it sit damn mean? It, sit means sit, dog.
Yeah. Dog sit.
Sit
dog.
Down, I said. That.
Dog.
Sit. Sit means sit, you goddamn
God
dog.
God damn it. Sit.
Dog. Dog.
I yeah. told you, dog. Sit means sit.
Dude, have you been? I mean, I can't stress enough when I went online and the community dashboards of people, message boards of people that are talking about
what's
this
that,
refrigerator.
Carla?
They lit up.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's a Friday night. It's 7 o'clock. Everybody's chilling out around the United States of America, and we are here reunited once again. Three of the power couples of the TMOS empire.
Well, I see two pretty girls, but I also see two other pretty things. First thing I noticed was Carrie's fingernails.
Oh, let's see them.
Hey.
Let's see
them.
Oh, nice. What a big man. Look at his little man hands.
Put your meat hook down when she's doing that.
Useless.
He craves attention. The minute your wife gets attention, you've got to go, yeah, let me see Carrie's hands, and you go, look at me. Look at me instead. Look at me instead.
So the other thing was Shannon's bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask Carrie what the... did she open it already?
Yes. She couldn't wait.
I couldn't wait.
Destroy my life, Mike.
I'm thirsty.
She's thirsty, she says.
The people are thirsty.
We're thirsty, too.
What is that beautiful, bubbly, red, white, and blue, multicolored LGBTQ bottle you have in your hand there?
LGBTQ.
It's called Cava True Colors.
Fruit.
Oh, I thought it was before the show Prosecco. Or you don't open it on the microphone.
It's a big mug. Where did we go where we had a great Brut champagne the other day?
We went to a place, a nasty,
oh, that's right,
stinky saloon yes. in downtown Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, with that said, though, that Brut wine was excellent.
We had to have a 9-hour discussion with the owner about masks.
Well, with that said, then didn't we Vivino it, and it was $6 a bottle?
$6.99. I think it was called, like, Wycliffe.
And everybody got their own bottle?
Because I remember looking at it and thinking of Wycliffe John, and I was sitting there going, it's Wycliffe, and it was... Hey, here's the deal with your mimosas. This is for a little drinking primer for the beginning of the show. Your your champagne could be rot gut if you're pouring it into a mimosa.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a good orange juice, you are set.
That's the key. So is that a champagne of some kind, Shannon?
Yes. No.
It's sparkling. Sparkling. It's a Brut
sparkling wine.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had it before?
No, I actually
she
haven't.
Knows.
You all right, Carrie?
Jesus, Carrie.
Carrie's like bringing a lung up or something like that. I didn't even get a chance. Because Rob put his hand up. I didn't even get a chance to ask you what color your nails are. Oh. What is that color?
I don't know, right? Yeah, it's purple. I don't remember the name.
It's kind of like a gray purple.
I forgot to add the mixer to my Tito's. That's why I was coughing.
Oh, God.
I was so thirsty, too.
Yes, Oscar Santana.
So I just walked down to Dixie Liquors, and I picked up what our drink of choice this evening was going to be.
Okay.
And I saw the bottle, and I said, all right, if that's not more than $20, I'm going to spring for it. And it was $14.99.
Good job, yes. Shannon.
Yeah.
We're just so delighted to have you, Dixie Liquors. This place has been an institution for a good long time.
It's the first thing you see when you cross the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and there is an urban legend that I cannot verify that the class of 1969 of McLean High School could make it to Dixie Liquors and back in one lunch break.
Mm.
Now you sound far away.
Yeah, losing you
something, something just happened to his microphone.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to reset my board.
What?
Poor Rob.
Oh, can I see your cup that you're pouring that into, Shannon? Because, you know, I believe it's all about the cup. That is an awesome cup.
This is actually for coffee.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, but it keeps
it
cold.
Like, it's like a thermo.
Oh,
yeah, so it'll keep it
those
hot
are
or cold.
Interesting. Really? Yeah.
Well, if we could if we could explain a little thing that happened in the O'Mara household. I've discussed this on the show before, and I think I'll bring it up once again. That there is a company out there that has really ruined our lives to a certain extent, and that company is Samsung. Samsung, you might know them, the phones, televisions.
Yeah.
Well, they do. Look, when they have a department there where I'm going to fly, are they made in Japan? Is that where the Samsung products
Korea,
are?
No, South Korea, Mike. South Korea.
South Korea?
Yeah.
I'm flying to South Korea.
No, you're not.
And I'm going to say, where are your refrigerator people? Where are your stupid people that make your refrigerators? Because once again, right at the moment. By the way, I got ice this morning. I got ice this afternoon.
Oh,
I got
so you're
ice
the,
this evening.
Oh, so you're the one that took all of our ice.
I expected the thing's going to make ice. And then Carla says to me right before we're going to go on the air, we have no ice.
Oh,
well,
no.
We had the perfect amount for
this. No, this, is not the perfect
amount. Oh,
that is terrible.
No.
That has melted since
there was
a lot more.
Yeah, because welcome to Florida today.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Damn.
What kind of refrigerator do you guys have?
What do you guys have?
Whirlpool. And look, Mike, a whole bowl of ice.
That you got out of your Whirlpool?
I just put the bowl under the dispenser, and you know what it did? Mike, it's called an ice maker, and what it does is it makes ice.
And there's
what are we
more
doing
where
wrong?
That came from.
Not if you have a Samsung. Not if you have a Samsung. And by the way, so I open and pull out the little ice making unit in the Samsung, and I look in, and
he's
I'll tell you exactly.
Get me a knife.
Yeah, get me a knife. I'll tell you exactly what I saw. This is what I saw. You know those ritzy cruises people take to the glaciers?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. I saw a little glacier on the top of my ice maker with little glacier pieces sloughing off into the water. It was ridiculous.
And he's stabbing at them, and I said, did you fix it? He's like, now make ice.
No, it'll make ice now because I don't defrost it anymore. Yeah. They say, you got 500 people on YouTube going, what you should do is you should defrost this thing. And no, I now just hack it off. I hack the big block of ice that's there.
It's more efficient.
Ultimately, we need a new refrigerator, but we're not getting one.
Can we please get one tomorrow? Please.
No.
We can put it on layaway.
I don't want to put anything more on layaway.
That's good. Do it like it's 1958. Put it on
you
layaway.
Understand.
As soon as he comes home from the war, we'll pay it off.
We don't have
if there is if there is some refrigerator that has 0% financing, I'll buy a refrigerator.
That's interesting, Shannon, because
so
I told Mike we don't need a new refrigerator. What we need is an ice maker. We can buy an ice maker.
You know, let me ask that's a good question. How much would if you had where can we put an ice maker?
We could put
it's space.
Garage?
Space issue.
It doesn't we could buy a small one.
Or you can get these things. I know I don't know if they probably sell them at Kroger or whatever you have now, Fry's. You could get these things called ice cube tray holders, I think
trays.
Ice trays.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, hold on a second. You know what?
Stop it.
You know what?
You can get those at the dollar store.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
We don't have our ice
maker. Little plastic
we don't use it.
Containers.
Oh, we used to have a lot of trouble at our house. People in my grandmother's house would be lazy, and they would pull one or two cubes out of the tray, but not dump and refill it.
What an
That is so lazy. Were you at the O'Mara household, the family house, in the 1970s? When you'd sit there and then you'd see like a carton of Territons, and next door to that there were two ice cubes that were left.
Rather fight than switch.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. I could go for a cigarette right now.
Yes.
Mike, here in Northern Virginia, they sell ice in bags.
That's right.
You can
buy it at the service station.
You can buy those and put
them
in
our freezer. That's a go-to, but there's something about being in this state now. And by the way, I after 2 months of not picking up a golf club, I played golf today.
Ooh.
And got to see all my old pals.
Nice.
And it was really
all
nice.
Of them?
It was you know what? It was really nice. They're all around. Well,
I know, right? Let's be careful.
But no, let's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's not
going
to the dark side.
Yeah, let's not get into the boring stuff.
Are you guys still having fun out there?
No, I chose the day to go golfing where, and I made everybody laugh because I said, "Hey, it's great to be back down in Satan's taint," because it was that hot. It was not. It was heat that I can't even describe it. Oh, it was 98 degrees and 100% humidity. I was sitting there right at the beginning. I said, put a cold towel on your neck. Hydrate as much as humanly possible.
Turn on your fan.
I have a little charge fan charger.
Drink your
cold water. It was scary. I didn't want to go down. I didn't want to go drop in this stuff. Because, you know, normally I ease back into it. But I dove back in today and I was surprisingly
okay. He made it, guys.
Okay.
He made it.
You're living the dream.
Here it is. I really felt welcomed.
Aww.
When do you ever hear me say that?
Mike needs that. Oh my God! After our summer,
you never hear me say that. I never say that. Yeah, I mean, Oscar made me feel real welcome to Podcast Village.
Yeah,
okay.
Oscar and Shannon. You know, they did.
This team, we'd all, you know. So it felt good. It felt good.
That's awesome.
It feels so good to be wanted, needed, appreciated.
Is there a lot of ice at
the
clubhouse?
Man, you are wound up. Did you take you balance the meds out tonight? Is that what it is?
No, I'm a little out of it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, we may have had a Wednesday this week.
No, we may have had a week.
Yeah, we may have had a week.
With Michael going to virtual school.
Yeah. Hey, I trained you.
You got to unwind, right?
I don't know.
Rob's had a worse week than we have. All right. But anyway, it's, welcome. But you guys everybody looks ready to go. And welcome to the TMOS cocktail party
around the
country.
Salud.
Cheers, and here's to you.
Salud.
So by jealous of Carrie's ice.
So I might just put it in a bucket and pour it on the floor.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Just to show us.
To show off, we're going to do three
ALS
challenges.
That's my first
challenges.
Spit take of the night right there. There it is.
Yeah. No, it's great. And we got a button called Fast Ice. Do you have Fast Ice?
No, you're not. You're lying now.
I swear to you, it's steps
up
production.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So Rob, this refrigerator, did you buy it? Did you select it?
Carrie. Of course.
Of course. So this is
after I got boned by LG. Mm-hmm.
I remember the LG
issue. Yeah, the LG issue. And Mike, I think the problem with your Samsung is I think South Korea is like France. They don't like their sodas cold. And so they don't make a lot of ice.
Not a big deal.
You have a fast ice feature?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're really low, you want to...
It dispenses, it can make ice fast, it dispenses cubes or crushed ice, water, the whole deal. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing wrong?
Ours has
you didn't buy American, that's your problem.
It came with a house.
It came with a house.
Yeah,
it's a house from Korea.
You.
It came with a house. Every appliance they have, they went. But I wouldn't call the appliances in here particularly cheap, would you?
No. Samsung isn't cheap.
No, they just can't repair them.
Have you been? I mean, I can't stress enough when I went online and the community dashboards of people, message boards of people that are talking about
this
refrigerator.
They lit up.
Mike, I'm with you. I've taken a dive into just the general appliance as far as like what will last, what won't. And everybody has an issue, but I think for the majority of these appliances, if you use them correctly and do all the tinkering they tell you to do, they'll last a lifetime.
Really?
Lifetime
of what?
What
did we do wrong?
No.
You gotta defrost. Don't you have to defrost your
my ice maker?
Your freezer once in a while, right?
No, you don't. As a matter of fact, most modern refrigerators will actually automatically raise their temperature slightly once
really?
A day. Yes. That the temperature so it defrosts itself. That's why you don't have to do. Well, I'm sure that you have a honeymooner's refrigerator with an actual fan unit on top of it that the freezer gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
I think it's a GE. Thank you very much.
Well, that doesn't mean it wasn't made in 1910.
By the way, welcome to Florida. Look at the ice.
How did that? Our house temp is set to 74.
Let's
not that high. 74.
Yeah, he makes me keep it on 74.
Why 74?
Why? I like 72.
72
oh,
rules.
You are cheap. Full of it.
Oh,
I do.
What happened? Mike determines the temperature by adding
Nothing
their ages.
sorry.
They do say the older that you get, you
thin
want
blood, yeah. And also paper thin skin.
It's gonna be 80 in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I have noticed a lot lately. Mike saying stuff like "I'm cold," and I look at him like "You're cold." Like,
I don't buy that
cold?
For a minute.
Yeah, he's been saying that.
Are you cold?
Three times in the last month.
You're
I'm
chilly,
cold.
Mike.
You have been saying I am cold lately. It was in Maine.
You're dropping acid.
Maine is
you're
cold.
Dropping acid.
Yeah, Maine is cold for Floridians.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're chilly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cold.
Yeah,
I'm How's
cold.
His I mean, sense I... of smell?
Good.
I'm okay.
You know what, Carla, you're probably moving around a lot, and that'll make you hot.
You know what, Shannon? You are so ding, ding, ding.
Shannon. And I sit in my Craftmatic adjustable bed and get fed grapes all day.
Yeah. And that's what I tell
him.
I
grapes.
Say, no. You're just cold.
I'll
because
tell you
you're
something.
Doing nothing.
I play playing golf in 98 degree weather today. I feel like I've run a marathon.
Do you feel good about yourself?
I just feel like
Do you feel like you've been active?
No, I feel like the 2 months that we spent up north,
How did you shoot?
88.
Yeah, not bad after
that's
a 2 month break.
That's
not too bad after not being touching a club for two
months. That's good, usually, for those that don't know golf.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be anything. It depends. What's good is getting out there with companionship and having a great time with people that you like to be with.
A lot of people think that golf is one of the best sports for socially distancing because you can stay away.
By the way, I never asked you about that. Were they still social distancing?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, same exact. It was exactly like it was back in June.
Okay.
It was the same way. Everything was doing bad. And I think...
Oh, God.
I think everybody's fine.
I don't know why you're so upset. Everyone was socially distancing from you in Maine.
Yes, because we were dirty.
Dirty from down south and whatnot.
You know, I think you're
don't
hurt.
Play
you're,
with
you're
them.
Your feelings are hurt, Carl. I know that.
Yeah.
I know. So, I mean, I think that, you can't pick your family. So, I mean, you know, it's just I want to have a better relationship. I've tried, don't you think? We've tried. And I don't think it's as bad as you think it is.
Carl,
no, I don't think it's as bad happened? As I think it is
my
either.
My mom would say this, prefiero andar solo que mal acompañado, which is I'd rather be alone than with bad company.
Okay, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. It's just not, you know, some places you connect with, some places you don't.
Right. That's exactly right.
I just heard Rob's ice.
I'm not even showing off.
So your ice is showing off.
Are you?
I'm going to start chewing mine soon.
Are you going to chew ice?
Hey, I wanted to ask a question.
She doesn't look Jewish. What?
So how much is like a little ice maker? Like a standalone
probably
ice maker?
I say $50.
If it's $50.
I'd say more.
How much is an ice cream maker?
Oh, an ice cream maker could be like... really cheap.
The show's doing, the show's doing really well now. So if that $50 ice maker, if we can get 0% financing on it.
That would, for 60 months? 72 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Here we go. $99.99. Use our Target banner, Frigidaire ice maker. It can be right on the counter. No problem.
Awesome.
It's a countertop one?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but how do you get the water into it?
I'll
do you have to run
what's
water?
That?
Do you have to like run it into plumbing? Because otherwise you got the hassle of adding water.
And you
adding
want it
water.
That's true.
Yeah,
damn you,
want to be
you for thinking.
Yeah. I mean, how hard is it? You guys have such great lives. You don't want to take water and put it so you can make ice?
I don't know.
He loves the struggle, man. He said, yeah. I want an ice maker that you have to pedal to make it work.
No, this looks awesome. This is the future from Frigidaire.
Why Rob? Don't you just get yours repaired, though?
That's because it would keep happening.
Because there's so many people that say you bring out a repairman and they can't fix them.
That's right.
They'll say they fixed them, but they really don't. Hey, let me ask this, Rob, about yours. When you bought your Frigidaire, your Whirlpool,
yeah.
Did you specifically, was an ice maker a big deal for you?
No, it was just I researched the best brand for refrigerator and I knew what I wanted. I wanted a bottom freezer. Split top, you know, French door top, and the ice maker has been fantastic.
I just want space. Like if we got a new refrigerator, space.
A more cubic space to hold.
What do you
food.
Got? I got 16.2 cubic feet.
I have no idea.
It'll be on the inside of the door.
Oh, would it be?
Yeah, what it's on a sticker.
Maybe when I get up to pee, I'll take
we'll
a look.
Get it one day.
See if an ice cube has been made.
There were a couple of ice cubes in the bottom that I left in there, loose ice cubes, because when the ice is
They're
made
disgusting.
The first time, I want the other ice cubes to feel comfortable.
Well, we at least know we have like three ice cubes each for next round.
What about
right?
a yeah. separate? And I've only seen this in one house of a friend we all know, and I won't share the name.
Okay.
I went to go throw something away, where I thought the trash can was, one of these built-in trash cans, beautiful kitchen.
Yeah.
And I opened it up, and it was just an ice maker built into that's all it was is ice with a big cartoon
cool.
side two scoops from the Raisin Bran company for ice and
yeah.
I said
oh, how nice.
I said you just have a cabinet for ice
who wants
that's
this?
Really cool
I'll tell you off here I don't want to put their business out there
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have. I'm sure beautiful. He never played for the NFL.
Could yeah, bingo, bingo, bango.
Hey, bingo, you know, bango.
I bet he lives in Florida now.
No.
Yeah, that, and he's a jerk.
No.
He's a jerk. Did you say he's a jerk? That's so nasty.
How dare you?
You know what? This place is no place for bad feelings like that.
Let me tell
positivity.
You this. Here's what we haven't done. We do this usually right at the beginning of the show. When we do these shows, we haven't done it tonight. We have to go through and find out what everybody's enjoying tonight. Let's start with the Speewax. Always like to know what they're enjoying. What are you enjoying tonight, kids?
We open a new bottle of Tito's Handmade Vodka. Vodka for dog lovers. Carrie's mixer is...
Watermelon basil seltzer water.
Ooh,
sparkling water.
And I'm going with...
It's really good.
Kirkland Organic Lemonade. The taste of summer, it comes in a bottle.
All right. Very
That's
good.
Refreshing.
Yummy.
So vodka and lemonade, Rob will be getting drunker than Carrie today.
Yes. But also, I will not get scurvy.
Carrie will be tasting her vodka just a little more. Well, how good is that seltzer? Does it mask the vodka flavor when you're drinking that?
Well, when you're drinking the vodka straight by accident, you don't taste the seltzer at all.
Yeah, I topped off. I did one of those things where I said, you know, I'm just going to make your ice cubes wet, but she didn't add the mixer, and she took a nice pull off it.
No, I don't always like flavored seltzer, or, well, I guess sparkling water, but this watermelon basil is really good, so it's just
where do you get that?
Pinch.
Two thumbs up.
Didn't you steal it from Julia?
I stole it from where I babysit.
Oh, okay.
That's all right, let's go to the Santana Peach. Family. Shannon and Oscar, what are you enjoying this evening? I think we already talked about Shannon.
Yep. The True Colors Brute.
Yes,
and
the,
then I've
a little
got,
sparkling wine.
I've got, you know, I've actually haven't had this in about a year, but it's the Founders All Day IPA Session Ale.
Oh, so you're drinking a low alcohol by volume beer this evening.
Oh, no.
Founders?
That's funny, Mike. Founders is a, that's the brewery. So
it's not Founders Fisher's Bakers,
No. It's just an IPA, a little hoppy.
By the way, is that place still around? Fisher's, Founders?
It is.
But I'm right. What I'm saying, it's an ABV. The ABV is very low, right?
Oh, that
compared
was good.
To your traditional.
Yeah, it was.
What
IPA,
is it? Is it,
which
is it
8.5? Yes, it's 4.7. It's an all day IPA.
Oh, it's Miller Lite.
Yeah. We all go through that, you know, these cocktail parties where, because of the way one or all of us behaved on the last one, we say to ourselves, maybe we'll back off a little bit. And I would say Oscar maybe made a conscious decision that he was going to go with something a little lighter.
Nobody wants to be weeping openly every other month.
All I know is that I've hard-boiled an egg and I'm ready in case anyone takes a spill.
Thank you.
If you were listening to yesterday's show, that's when Oscar's father, brilliantly. Did you hear that on the yesterday's show?
I didn't get a chance to listen to
Oscar split his nose open on a ride when they went to an amusement park.
10 years old?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they couldn't get to a, you know, a medical, and his
was
father's
this
a doctor.
In Bolivia?
No, Ocean City.
Almost the same.
God.
He told them at this food place there to boil an egg. He took the membrane of the egg. And he used that to seal the wound. He didn't even have a scar.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. It was a good example.
It was
Mike
sticky or something? Like,
so Jerry, that was like that was the most insincere wow I've ever heard. let me. All right, I'm going to do Carrie's wow right now. Okay. Right. He actually took the egg and fixed the mate. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father's
no,
a doctor.
No, leave her alone.
So.
She has a headache.
You have a headache?
As Rob said, Bolivian quackery.
My medicine's kicking
in. I believe Mike said that yesterday, quackery. Yeah, but yeah, Bolivian quackery at its finest.
You can take the membrane and use it as what would be nature's stitches.
Okay.
That's smashing. I think that is really cool. I think
because when
so
we
cool.
were in Maine, somebody asked for Gorilla Glue when their child fell and cut a little slash in their head. They were going to super glue it. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of such a thing.
No, they were trying to fix the railing that failed so they wouldn't get sued.
Our friends, our local friends up there, Seb and Amy, have a little, they used to live next door to us up in Maine. They moved. And so they came to Michael's birthday party and they have a brand new baby. And this is a bruiser, this little kid. And he took a header off of our front porch steps and opened up his forehead.
Oh, no.
And somebody said, the father's such a tough guy. He's a roofer. He says, hey, anybody got any super glue?
I think that does work.
It does. I never heard of it, though.
We have duct
like,
tape.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like,
one time when Julia was little, she fell down and skinned her knee, and I threw raspberries at it. It didn't work, but it was something that we tried.
Did you eat the raspberries after they bounced off her knee?
Yes, I rinsed them. I put them in a colander and gave them a vicious rinse.
Oh, my God. Well, we're here, and we are ready to start the show.
What are we drinking?
Oh, I forgot. What the hell are we drinking?
We are drinking Publix brand diet tonic and gin.
Oh, it's gin?
Yeah.
Always gin.
Yes. Anyway, and it's room temperature.
It's delicious.
Still has a chill.
So we'll have a story. When we come back, I'd like Carla to tell the story about the non-mask wearing dog trainer today.
Yeah.
Carla had a fight. Carla had a big fight in Florida. People suck. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Hook, would you mind signing an autograph for me, sir?
My wife's not going to believe this. Wyatt Earp, huh? Heard of you.
Listen now, Mr. Kansas Law Dog. Law don't go around here.
Shut up, Mike.
I'm retired.
Good. That's real good. Yeah. Yeah, that's real good, Law Dog, because Law just don't go around here.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. Winner to the king, $500.
Shut up, Ike.
Shut up, Ike.
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
You retired too?
Not me. I'm in my prime.
Yeah, you look it.
You must be Ringo. Look, darling. Johnny Ringo. The deadliest pistolier since Wild Bill, they say. What do you think, darling? Should I hate him?
You don't even know him.
No, that's true, but I don't know. There's just something about him. Something around the house. I don't know. Reminds me of me. No. I'm sure of it. I hate him.
He's drunk.
In vino veritas.
There they go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, when you play a clip from Tombstone, I begin to think that perhaps I... Shot from behind, I you know, if I had a choice, like you had one Western to watch, one last Western to watch, man, it might be that one. I don't think there's a better one in my...
It's a good one. Silverado is also very good.
You're such a liar.
No, I mean, it's a good Western as far as Westerns go. It's not one I would choose. We saw it in the theater.
Did you just go, ugh, about Tombstone?
We saw it in the theater.
That was on our newlywed thing. We hated that movie. We saw it in the theater, and it was awful. We hated it.
Really?
Tell us how you really feel.
I think it's grown on me since then. I remember not liking it in the theater. Yeah, it's true.
But maybe Rob didn't buy me popcorn. Bad experience. Bad date.
I would go to an older Western. I know my dad loves Silverado. Do you like anything older?
I love Silverado.
Any John Wayne Westerns that you go to?
Mm-mm.
I like John Wayne. I like The Searchers just as a film. It's beautiful. It's one of the greatest widescreen films.
What about Young Guns?
Sure, that's the one with all the Estevez Kiefer Sutherland and all that.
Yeah.
A classic. Right. Or Wild Wild West.
Who had, let's see, 27 minutes into the show for our first awkward moment, Terry gave to us. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Features. Yes. I was on my Features today all day. I was on Features. I wore my Features.
They help your golf game. Yes.
They're fantastic. Little things make a big difference. For example, I never gave my socks thought until Features. and now I love them. And there's so many different varieties. Features has engineered a sock with targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture wicking. I love that wicking.
Yes.
Wick, 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 wick,
John Wick.
Wick, wick. John Wick. Unsurpassed performance is what it gives you. How about this? No. How about this? A lifetime guarantee.
What did you say?
I said Carrie doesn't know a good movie when you bit her in the ass. No questions asked. Runners worldwide have made Features, that's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S, their sock of choice. And now you can get the same benefits, specially tailored for the golf course. I love the way they stay in place. No bunching, sliding down. They're great. So whether you're golfing, running, or just want the best socks in the world, you need Features. Family owned since 2002. I love them. Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever. You can get $10 off your first pair of Features when you use code TMOS at features.com. That's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com. Promo code TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. Carrie, I'm
talking
kidding.
Westerns, I think I would actually, I'd settle for two episodes of Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that's
now
a Western.
You're talking, yes.
There you go. Yeah,
I
that's
love
not
Little
Kurt
House.
Russell. Why have Kurt Russell when you get Michael Landon?
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Karen Grassel was quite box in the day.
Vanilla.
Mike, you took the Tombstone comment so personally.
I know.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies, you know?
Tell him hell is coming, and I'm coming with it.
Oh, my God.
Well, bye.
And Vino Veritas.
Yeah, Vino Veritas. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, maybe we should watch that after we do the shows.
I think I'd love to. Okay. I'd stay up all night and watch
it. Date?
It'd be fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I've never watched it.
All right, I'm going to go through my favorite movies, Carrie.
You're going to love it. Since,
I can't wait.
Carrie, since you hurt me badly with Tombstone, feel free. Because that's what I love about having Carrie on the show. She will tell me the truth. Yep. Here we go. So, Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, okay, thank God.
No,
we have a problem.
You like that one?
Yes, I did.
Shawshank is da bomb.
Let me see. I'm trying
to think. That was on the poster, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Schindler's List. That was funny.
That's funny.
I'm just kidding.
Goodness.
She's completely out of control.
Yeah, Shawshank is
She is completely out.
Why don't you guys go back and forth and genuinely name your favorite movies and see how they compare? So now it's Carrie's turn without a gag.
Hold on.
Ghost?
You know, just let her go sometimes. Yeah,
there's a lot of Academy Award movies I don't like.
What's that?
There's a lot of Academy Award nominated, or not even nominated, winners that I didn't like.
Where do you line up on Forrest Gump?
I hated that movie.
Really?
We hated that too. Blair Witch, we hated. Forrest Gump,
Blair Witch. This is great movies we
Castaway?
Hate.
Castaway?
Castaway.
No.
Casablanca?
Casablanca.
That's a good napping movie, Casablanca.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of Casablanca?
I fall asleep every time it comes on.
That's a turn it on and it clears the room, yeah.
Is it easier for you to list movies you hate than it is to list movies you love?
Yes, because I'm so negative.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Rob, of course, loves all the old movies.
I know.
But, you know,
Does that ever get depressing, watching all the old movies?
I don't watch him. He comes upstairs, turns it on, and then I leave.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
He has his own TV.
I give you your 90 Day Fiance. I let you watch that. And we will sometimes. Okay, let me rephrase it.
Have you seen Darcy and Stacy?
Oh, yeah.
Never.
So
they're
funny.
Hilarious.
On 90 Day Fiance. Yeah.
They're such a mess.
Really?
Can we jump in? We, and I get credit for this one, Mrs. O'Mara and I, after getting the Apple
After
Plus,
getting hammered on Wednesday night,
we
stayed up way too late
down.
Again on Thursday
this
night.
This is where the Emmy people got it right with the morning show.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I swear to God.
Oh, I've heard about that. It's worth it.
Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon
Steve Carell
on their game like
incredible.
Nobody's just incredible. Incredible, you know.
Is that a series or is that like a
one and done mini limited series? Is that?
I'll Google it.
Yeah, she'll Google
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
We love that one.
We watch it.
We haven't finished it.
Mm-hmm. It
what was
good.
It called again?
The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
MourinIng.
Hey, you shusha.
No. Well,
you know, I will occasionally, you know what, of the reality programming, I don't mind Mediterranean, what is it?
Under Below
the
Deck.
Below Deck Mediterranean. That one's not so bad. That's about
never heard
the,
of that.
That's a staff that runs a huge yacht, like a 200-foot yacht, and they bring in people, you know, for a week-long cruise, and invariably they screw up dinner.
That's a drama.
And that's the entire plot. Yeah. Oh, and they're all banging.
November. That does
the new season.
Suck.
Yeah, it says season two is supposed to premiere in November.
Ooh, with the same
what?
Cast.
Ooh.
That's cool.
I love anything recently that Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, she's good.
Then
should be a good Christmas movie. Reese Witherspoon.
Ethel Thayer sounds like I'm lisping.
Carrie, I'm going to put you on the spot because I know it's going to be difficult for you. I want two of your top 10. Just give me two movies that you love. And are there any? There might
what
not
about
be any.
Steel Magnolias.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
Is that right?
I mean, it's not my favorite.
I know her favorite movie. I can lock it in.
Well,
can I
Oscar and Rob, I'm asking Carrie freaking Spiewak these questions.
What's closer?
No, it's Jude Law and
Shannon
Roberts.
Loves that.
I love that movie.
Yeah. So if you're into
anytime it's on.
Is it about aliens or something?
What is the movie we're talking about? What is it?
It's about adultery, Mike.
It's based on a play, but the ending is so good.
What the F is the title?
Closer.
Is it Closer or Closer?
Natalie Portman.
Closer.
Okay.
Yeah, Clive Owen.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And Jude Law.
Julia Roberts. Yeah. Wow. Like Julia Roberts.
Aaron Brockovich.
Good movie. Great movie.
Not on Carrie's list.
Love that movie.
Carrie, what's your all-time favorite movie?
Well, you're going to say 16 Candles.
I did. Aww. Right there.
That's a great movie. That's great. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I can't say. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then it says. Mm-hmm. 720.
That's a real classic.
I didn't say it was a classic. I said Rob said I was going to say 16 Candles.
What do you believe? Like right now, if you thought about a film that you're like, man, I wish that was on, or you'd watch it. You couldn't stop yourself from watching if it was on television.
Seems like there's something I watched recently.
It does seem like that, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Is it Inception?
Inception's great.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, you're missing.
Have you guys seen The Empty Glass?
Never heard of it.
No.
Or The Glass House?
I know I have.
please.
We don't have any ice.
Well, let me go check.
Same cast for season two of
The Morning Show.
Did you hear that?
What?
Yeah, same cast.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. All right.
Mike's leaving the show. Bye.
But is it too early to get your little kid to start making drinks for anybody? I'm just asking.
Well, I used to have Robert when he was like below three. I would say go to the fridge and get a green beer.
I don't think I have a favorite movie. I can't think of something on the.
What is something we saw in the theater that you really liked? I know we liked Titanic a lot when we saw it.
we were laughing at the
nice
death
Mike
scene.
Ice already.
Oh, it's working.
Oh, it's working.
Yeah. Okay, I have another good movie.
Yes.
Monster.
Oh, you know, I didn't see that.
You know what's better than Monster?
Theron.
Is Monsters, Inc.
Oh, never.
No, that's a great film.
I don't like musicals.
It's true, she doesn't.
Oh, we were talking about drinks. How old does your child have to be in order
for them to bring you a beer?
Yeah.
To bring
a beer, that's little, but mixing, I still don't trust Julia
I would
to
get
mix
beers for my uncles. All like I remember it was like
cerveza.
Whatever nephew or niece was close enough to the cooler, they'd say, "Can I get a Heineken or Corona?" That's all we had. So it would be like, "Oscarito, esa botella," and then they'd laugh, and then you'd idle over with the bottle, and that'd be it.
I teased it, and what I want to do right now, we got to take a break. When we come back, I do want Carla to talk about the little incident we had down here in Florida.
Okay.
I didn't think this was going to happen.
Thank
I thought
you.
It was going to be a very simple little visit out to somebody to train our new doggy.
Yeah.
And something happened. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Movies. Yeah.
Things are heating up for the elves down in Podcast Village. Around this time of year, things start to get busy in the kitchen inside the big hollowed-out tree, and all us TMOS elves only have one thing on our minds.
Rob Spiewak TMOS Fruitcake. Yeah.
Chock full of candied fruit, exotic nuts, hand-selected spices, and our secret ingredient.
That's the TMOS elf and magic.
Choose from the deluxe or the super premium fruitcake packages. They'll make your day, your holiday. Mm-hmm. Be a good listener and click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com to order.
Hey, do you like my green elf boots, honey?
Come on, keep it in your elf tights, Jimmy.
Wow.
Elf tights. I cannot wait for a freaking fruitcake.
That's how we're going to call them this year, freaking fruitcakes.
Freaking fruitcakes.
We all need them. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Legacy Box. With summertime officially coming to an end, amazing.
Aww.
Didn't feel like summer
ready
this
year.
Ready
for it to be an end, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I just, it's so weird. Anyway, it's come to an end, and we've all got fall on the brain.
Yes.
What are your favorite autumn childhood memories? Football, back to school, or jack-o'-lanterns?
Pumpkin spice and everything nice.
Are these moments still trapped on outdated videotapes, film reels, or slides? Slides. Blah. Being able to preserve and relive those memories is exactly what Legacy Box was created to do. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your videotapes, film reels, and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. I did it just so I could watch my parents' wonderful honeymoon where they were smoking all the way through it. Here's
look
a picture
here.
On the beach. There's Rob's thumb drive
there
right there.
Go.
There's Julia being
memories
born
are there.
Right there. Right there.
That's it. That's good stuff.
Very
so
graphic.
Easy.
I've got it up here.
We're doing a commercial, Carrie. We're doing it. You understand? We're doing a commercial, okay? So when you say that
but
in your snarky way.
But my mind isn't what it used to be, so I'm glad that we have it.
That's good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Good save. Legacy Box converts everything by hand. Oh, Madam Librarian, she's a contrarian. Anyway, then you enjoy for generations to come. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos and has helped over 850,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Mara's, Spiewak's, and Santana's. Get started preserving your past today with Legacy Box Labor Day sale. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. Order today. Just send it in when you're ready. This exclusive offer won't last long. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Welcome back to the show. Labor Day weekend.
All right, scoot over.
Hi, this
Labor
is Brad
Day.
Paisley. Wishing
Labor
you a happy
Day.
Labor Day weekend.
Brad Paisley always enjoys Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
I hate Labor Day now, you know. I hate it.
Because Jerry's telephone isn't on anymore.
It's not on anymore.
Because you used
not
to watch it like
oh
it was
God.
A thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
It's been dead for 5 years,
well,
right?
I know that you love him and like you were totally into it, but like did you kind of maybe have a party around that whole thing? Or
I would sometimes have a guest or two to watch.
And think about
sometimes he would grill at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That was 1 year only.
Oh, how much fun. What did you make?
Brad was over. This is when we had the apartment in Sterling, and I actually was called upon in the midnight hour to visit Jerry Clark at Landmark Mall and do a cutaway segment on the telethon for the local coverage. And we came back and it was like 2 a.m. and we were still watching Jerry. I said, God, I'm hungry. He said, I'm hungry too. He said, you know what? I got in the freezer. I got some frozen burgers. And so I lit up the hibachi on the balcony of the deck or the apartment in Sterling. And about 4 o'clock is when Carrie came out and saw the flames reaching high and said, what the hell are you doing? I said, telethon, we're hungry.
They're both drunk.
No, I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, you weren't drinking when that was going on.
It goes without saying. But anyway, Labor Day, to me, I have a sour disposition towards it now.
That sucks. But I can understand why.
As a preemptive strike before the ice bucket challenge, it really has made a difference. Because yesterday, just on the nightly news, I saw that the treatments that came out of the ice bucket challenge are starting to take effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're actually changing lives as we speak, which is amazing.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's good to hear.
You know what else is awesome? Seeing everybody kind of pull together and throw their masks on and, collectively watch out for other
collectively
people.
Collectively give a
But there, this is the regular show. This
oh.
Is, what's that? Whose dog?
I don't know. Something's going on.
Linus gets upset when Carla swears. I know
it. Very rarely Carla parts.
The problem with Carla is she's a
mouth.
Blabbermouth.
I would tell you, Shannon. I am very, when I'm out and about, I'm very aware of, yeah, we just don't go anywhere like we used to. So when you go out to, like, inside a grocery store, they now say, at least the ones we go to, mandatory masks. Right.
It's something, yeah.
Everybody's got to do that. And so we're not really put in those situations where the people can have the attitude. I've seen that a couple of times where somebody's not wearing a mask and they're kind of like, they're going to wear a mask. There's an attitude to it. Mm-hmm. So Carla runs into a little bit of this situation. I welcome everybody's feelings because maybe she overreacted.
Let me just tell the story quickly. And I hate to talk about it because, you know, the more I think about it, the more really it upsets me. I'm trying to like not think about it and just let it pass. Okay, so we have this new dog, Winslow, and we want to train Winslow. So I called this company Sit Means Sit, and I guess our franchise. And I made an appointment.
What are we gonna call it? We called it Sit Means Sit. Sit means sit. It's going to call
sit
that.
Sit means sit. Sit means bring sit.
What does it sit Damn mean? It, sit means sit, dog.
Yeah. Dog sit.
Sit
dog.
Down, I said. That.
Dog.
Sit. Sit means sit, you goddamn
God
dog.
God damn it. Sit.
Dog. Dog.
I call you dog. Sit means sit. Don't bite me, doggy.
Dog.
Sit, you bitch.
I say dog.
Come on.
That dog. One was for you, pony.
Come on over. I said sit there. Sit your ass down. Sit me. Sit, Fido.
So I call this company, and they offer a free consultation.
What is that?
This is my dog's dog, Reddy. He's dead now.
That's how I felt after I left the place.
Wow.
Oh, you went there.
Let her tell her story, please.
Yeah, sit means sit, Oscar.
Okay, so I get this free consultation. Now, if I don't... See, I've been drinking. I'm starting to itch again. Okay, so...
Tell the friggin' story.
My thing is this. It's a free consultation, but if I don't show up, they're going to charge me.
Ooh, that's how they get you.
Okay,
right? Yeah, that's how they exactly get you.
So I made the stupid decision of getting this free consultation Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The last thing I wanted to do after a week of virtual school was go to Sit Means Sit, but I knew I had to go because I would be charged. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I grab myself a Diet Coke. I'm like, I got this. Got in the car, swigged my Diet Coke, got there 10 minutes early, feeling good. You know, I'm like, okay. So I'm like, Michael, put your mask on. Mommy, put her mask on. Let's go ahead and go into this place. As soon as I walk in, there's this lady that comes around the counter without a mask.
What did she look like? What did the lady look like that was
very unhealthily heavy, like in a bad way?
Well, you see that every day, so that's not a big
deal. No, this was like rules.
Worse than Mike? Worse than Mike?
No, yeah, like 10 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But I bet she likes the name of the company because that's probably her lifestyle too.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
I bet she loves to sit.
That's a win for Mike.
Yeah. Winner. 10 times.
Winner. All right.
She made it mathematical.
I wasn't judging her at all, but
no.
As soon as I walked in, I did notice that she didn't have a mask on. And so she said, okay, go ahead and go into this room and then the trainer will be in. So I was in the room sitting and I'm like, okay, in my head, if she didn't have a mask, then I know that the lady coming in is probably not going to have a mask. And if that happens, then I'm going to ask her to put on a mask or I'm going to leave.
You're right to do that.
And the place was dirty, just so you know. It was not clean. Michael went to play with the toy with Winslow. I said, put that down, like, here's some sanitizer. They did have that in the room. So she comes in and the first thing I notice is she's not wearing a mask. So I say right away, I said, are you not practicing social distancing? Because they're not, because she got in and we were right there. She was there and I said, can you please put on, and I said it nicely. I said, would you mind please putting on a mask?
Right.
And she says right off the bat with an attitude, she says, no, and I'm not going to.
Oh,
wow.
And
damn.
I said, well, why aren't you going to? Why? I said, you should be wearing a mask. And she said, it bothers the dogs. I said, well, it doesn't bother Winslow. It doesn't bother him
just
at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, no, and I'm not going to, but we can do this outside.
Oh.
We can do the consultation outside. But the way that she said no and I'm not going to really like made me step back. Yeah. 10 well, yeah, steps.
You're the customer. So.
And I'm like, beyond that. Excuse me, you should be wearing a mask. And why aren't you? Because I had the right to ask. I'm like, why aren't you wearing? Oh, because it upsets the dogs. I'm like, it would not upset my dog. Mm-hmm. Like giving her the chance to like put a mask on. And long story short, I ended up leaving. Guys, there's a thing to learn here. And the thing is this. It doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it. Because I would have honestly done the outside consultation, but with the way that she said what she said, I couldn't.
Yes, she the attitude that you told me was that she had the attitude, no, I'm not wearing a mask. Yeah.
It was
no
the way attitude, I'm gonna. It was like
that kind of attitude. And I say that if you're a business owner, that's
it was
cool.
Like she was training me right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I'm not the dog. And I'm sorry. Like,
excuse me. So then I go to my car and I look up her up. I look up the company because I told them I'm gonna write a review.
Yes,
right.
And a stern review.
And she said with a smile, "Okay." I said, "You know you're losing a customer, right? Because you're not putting on a mask." She's like, "Yep," and that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's with, okay. With that kind of attitude. Yeah. So I said, "I'm gonna write a review. I just want to let you know I'm going to do that."
Yes,
right.
So I got in my car and I got out Yelp and I wrote a review and I also looked and guess who it was? It was the owner of the company. Like the owner.
Snap.
Wow. Probably franchisee.
It is a franchisee, she's the owner of that franchise.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why.
Now you've talked for like 25 minutes.
One more thing.
All right.
Look, I have my own business, okay?
I'm going to lose mine if I don't keep
working. And there's a way to say something, and she could have easily said, "Hey, look, you know, I really respect your opinion on wearing a mask, and I clearly don't want to, but I would still love your business. Can we please take this outside?"
Yeah, it's the way she handled it.
And we can
attitude.
Yeah.
She had an attitude like, "F you, you're wearing a mask. I don't believe." And it sounds like it was political.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
I would
like
take it the same way. And you did the right thing.
Yeah, I agree.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I think there's also a different standard for people that own businesses. I think it's different
it
a lot. It's a lot of it. They got to have
customer
service. You deal with that. I mean, if you want to take your personal feelings about it and thrust it on the potential customers, fine. You know,
yeah,
if people,
she didn't know what
but
party.
But don't be intimidated. I don't think anybody should be intimidated by these people that do that.
Masks,
I think it really.
Ass or grass. Everybody
is there anything
hey,
else?
Basket or casket?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
That's the way Rob lives his life.
Is there anything else that's definitive in this code? I don't think so. I don't think we know about social distancing, whether it's perfect. I don't think we know. Masks, it's been documented.
I feel like when I see someone wearing a mask, it makes me, it's for both of us, right? But it's for the person as well.
Sure.
But I also feel like, and this is probably wrong, but I see someone not wearing a mask, I'm like, what a dummy. I see someone wearing a mask, doesn't matter what their education level is, I'm like, that's a smart person.
They're solidarity with
I'm like, all right, we're doing it. We're good.
Mm-hmm. And it also makes me, I slipped last week. I went into a place that lobster roll joint where you were inside and I went in for a second. Oops, I forgot. It was like hanging off my ear. And I'm like, say, oops, you know, and I think everybody slips once in a while.
But I mean, you do the best you can. I mean, if you're actually going vehemently against it, that's not okay. I'll give anyone some allowance if they forgot or they pull it down for a second. If you're making an effort, that's what I want. That's what I want.
So the thing is, too, she could have had a health problem, which I'm totally cool with. She should have said, "Hey,
now she's going to have a health problem now." All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, and the only thing that I wanted
break.
To offer
we have to take a break.
Was a facial.
I'm my
Her
show.
Face looked like crap.
Another reason she should wear a mask.
You had him. You had the crowd. You had the crowd. And you had to push it too far. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't talk. Oh, your mic's not working. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more. Jesus. Of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, here he is.
Hey there. It's me, Winslow.
Winslow.
I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like
today.
Most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fat, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart.
Smart.
He uses the TMOA Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com. Tag it. And Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and
carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Oh. I love that.
I swear to God, I played with him today.
Oh, I told him about gosh. That. I told him, I said, you're great. My dog now.
Really?
Anyway, welcome back to the Michael Merritt Show. Everything just seems so depressing right now. Yeah. Sad. You're not allowed to sneeze. Your
God forbid.
Dog keeps taking off his mask. It's hard to concentrate when you're just blaring that terrible band.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, it sounds really great.
It's Carrie's favorite band.
I love Oingo Boingo.
I knew that. That's why I did that. I'm just kidding.
Oingo Boingo.
It's like, a wait, dead man's party. Anyway, don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Something to bring you back to how it was before all this? Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures! That will take you back to the good old days. Jump aboard the cinnamon bullet train.
Oh, and gladly.
Let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite, and these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world.
Oh, my God.
TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy now, save or later. No forbidden fruit in these babies. Because the allspice is nice.
Nice!
They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Really, buy as many. Buy that. That's what they look like. Listen, if you're as fat as I am, that's not gonna hold you for a whole week.
You're going to want two.
Oh, my God, Mike. You know what?
Are you going to have a bite? Are you going to have a bite right now?
Oh, yay!
Oh, Rob's going to eat one right now.
Oh, is it chilled?
It's just out of the fridge, yeah.
Oh.
The same fridge that makes ice.
There it is. Yeah, hold that up. A little closer before it goes in your mouth.
Oh, look at all the candy.
Still frozen.
Oh, nice. I love it. Oh, that is so good. Really, Rob, it's freaking amazing.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Good night, nurse. That is so good.
Yeah. You sounded so excited.
Oh, and you know what? God. This is a pre-pandemic fruitcake, and it's still great. We're going to make them fresh and get them to your door in a week.
They last forever.
Free, though.
Right? Reserved.
How'd you get some on the top of your nose?
I don't know.
Aww.
Oh, boil an egg. Get the membrane. MichaelMarishow.com. Click the banner, and every purchase supports us. Gary Krimble, we appreciate that. And God,
I have a black walnut on my windscreen.
Well, lick it off.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Anyway, we're here. By the way, we will be doing a bonus show tonight. And after this show, we'll roll right into the next bonus show. And that's where we can cuss a little bit. And it's exciting and it's fun.
Reveal family secrets. No censors.
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't here for that.
We don't need to revisit it.
No, you're right.
Oh, yeah, you missed something.
Yeah,
I'll
you
tell you.
Something. You could
cuss if you want to torture Pony.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't want Pony to have to do that
just
tonight.
Quickly, just a recap. Pony finishes first week of real work this week at the old Mike O'Mara Show /Podcast Village.
Yes.
And he...
passing grade?
He got a passing grade. He's fantastic. He's working from home for this evening because we have the whole... And this is the last time he'll ever do this, but he can't drive. He doesn't like...
He's a gremlin.
He doesn't like the dark. So he's
it's really...
He's got to get home before dark.
Not a full day. Not a full week. It's really not a full week.
He got here at 9 a.m., so did Maddie. They worked a full day, and they're working overtime.
Right, overtime.
And she's working overtime.
Yeah, she's working overtime.
That's good. He doesn't like to drive at night.
We're going to get past that next time.
What a friggin' Valerie.
A Karen.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we get him to move to Iceland where it stays daylight all the time?
The upside is this.
Not in the winter.
Yeah, but for 6 months of the year, we could really work his fingers to the bone.
Pony is doing a great job as far as building up his tolerance. So Shannon walked in and said, "Hey, Pony, like, how's it going this week? This is like the first time you've worked actually like a full 8 hour day, and like sometimes a little more depending on what is your psyche like? Are you excited to have like real work and being held accountable? And what happened?
You're frozen, Oscar.
Uh-oh. I'm frozen.
That's good. I like the way.
Oh no!
Frozen,
oh yeah. No!
How am I supposed to stay fresh?
Yeah, let me turn off the
camera. Oh, you're better.
We're back.
You're
okay.
Better.
Are we okay?
But you know what's weird?
Yeah, Pony probably did that in the middle of the conversation. He has complete access.
It's a good thing that Oscar was on that shot because Shannon is so sedentary and still when she's in the studio anyway, we might not have noticed unless someone showed her some candy.
By the way, the camera is pretty tight on Shannon right now, so we don't see whether there are any. Are there snacks? Are there candies? Or is there anything
in front
of her?
Not today.
I'm hiding all my junk.
She's nice and clean.
But I do actually have snacks.
A listener.
Very nice listener sent us two boxes of vending machine snacks. And I ate all the candy.
Yes. It's like candy snacks?
Yes.
It's everything. They must work for a vending machine company because they send us everything.
What are some of
the
Skittles?
Oh, they got hot fries.
Wow.
Oh, Andy Capp's hot fries.
Yeah, hot fries.
Cheez-It Snaps. Goldfish.
Yeah, lots of
none of these are candy, though.
No, honey buns, moon pies.
None of that stuff.
Oh.
But there were like grandma's cookies. Pony loves the grandma cookies.
Yes.
So do I.
Yeah. And then
anything that reminds him of grandma.
Vanilla wafers.
Fruit roll-ups, vanilla wafers. Yeah, some like very interesting old like throwbacks.
Now they were
Rice Krispie treats,
if you look at the date, they're a couple days out of like, you know.
Are they?
Yeah, but you can't taste Oreos. Them. You can't taste them. You can't taste the stillness.
By the way,
it smells good. Eat it.
They taste
fresh.
Is
it a sell-by or a best-buy date? Because those are different.
Sell-by.
Sell-by, you're fine. Right? Sell-by just means they got to get it out of the store.
I remember when we were little, I look at the date on the milk, and we'd be like, we got another 2 weeks out of this.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? No big deal.
Well, if it's a sell-by date, I don't think that they were out of... Why are you being so mean to the person who so graciously sent us snacks?
Oh, Shannon feels like this person sent us gold bullion. She's like, can we write a letter? How do we thank them? How do we get more? What happens?
We just get like random like
snacks.
Carlos is
the same way when we get stuff. Carlos is the same way.
Maybe I'm jaded.
Yeah, I think you are.
I think we all are. I think we all are.
Privileged.
I think we get bratty. I think we get bratty because we get used to
occasionally,
you know, getting stuff. You know, and sometimes
my name was on the box. I felt good.
I'm like, more snacks.
Awesome.
Do you think I need more snacks? Look how fat my face looks.
Yeah, where are my cheese doodles? They're right by my gut.
I know Wanda sent some snacks. Wanda sent Oscar like these huge peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah, I ate those.
Oh, yeah. We heard about those.
Right here,
thank
right
you.
Next to his little station.
Yeah.
I took a
you
few.
You know what I need? You know what I really need?
What do you need?
And I'm going to say, all right, you know that I am very excited about this campaign. I'm very excited because I'm a political junkie and I love this stuff.
I thought you meant the snack campaign. I'm so sorry.
I meant the fruitcake campaign.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm on my third try trying to get a car magnet. Doesn't have to be a magnet. It can be a bumper sticker, too, as well.
What about a hat?
No, I don't want a hat. Okay. I want something to put on my car just because I'm tired of the seeing all the stuff up in Maine. By the way, I didn't mention this on the regular show. On the drive down, how many states do we cover? We go Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts,
like Philly,
New York, Connecticut, South Carolina, North Carolina, Delaware, Maryland. We got
Virginia.
You got Virginia. You got your Georgia and Florida.
That's 12.
I am telling you, there were none. For either candidate, there were no... I don't know what that says about the political landscape.
Nobody's driving, Mike. Nobody's really taking their cars out, so that's probably not where they're advertising their
politics. No, it's not like there were no people on the road. There were plenty of people on the road. We had a traffic jam a couple of times, so we saw a lot of cars, but there weren't. So
maybe everyone's having the same trouble as you. They're just not getting
their sticker. What about this one? I'm riding with Biden.
No, I want it. Here's what I want. I want Biden-Harris... 2020, the circle one.
Joe 2020.
That's the one I want. Listen to me.
But I've got a circle one that says, I'm riding with Biden.
I don't want riding with Biden. I don't want that. Leave that to the other team.
It's so great.
That's good.
I want the circle with the 2020 on it.
Maddie,
can you
colors. Get on this guy somehow? Let me see if I can shoot this guy all the way around. There we go. You're going to love this guy. Maddie, why don't you take the camera down just a
smidge. All right,
so
we're going to head down there.
I'm riding with Biden. There you go. See?
Oh, that's cool.
Down a little bit more.
Is he smiling?
Yeah, he's smiling.
I want to see his teeth.
You can do this.
He's got the cool aviation.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I like that.
I don't care
I'm riding with Biden.
Yeah.
I like it.
Joe
I care
2020.
For it.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I think Mike wants.
Oh, my God. We have to take a break. When we come back.
Oh, you want this one? Shannon's got one. Just hold it up for you.
All right, let me see. That's it.
That's
it, Shannon.
Yeah.
That's it. I screwed up. I sent it to the wrong address twice. So that's the one I want. I want that really, really bad. really, really bad.
I want it really, really bad. Really bad.
Yeah. Napoleon, you're just jealous because I've had a car magnet for an entire month. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills. I don't know why I'm on Napoleon Dynamite. I have no idea.
I like that movie.
Yeah, she does like that movie.
Those honey badgers, God.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Michael Barry Show.
Old friend.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Michael Mara Show bonus show. Wings and bonus show comedy are the perfect combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show, and you can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden. It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And not terrible. And it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show. It'll be okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. So I sent that to our old address down here in Florida, those Biden stickers, and I roll over and I find out that UPS delivered it, and they sent me an email that they delivered it. Well, it was at a wrong address, and then we finally get this call. It's at this particular address. I'm like, oh, solution. So I still have access to the community over there, because that's where
I play
golf.
How far do you live from it? You didn't move very far, right?
5 minutes away. It's less than a mile. Mm-hmm. And so I go over to the other community. This is an endorsement for this product on this commercial. And I go over, and I'm looking on my old front porch for this UPS package.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm looking like this, and I'm going back, forth, and then I go, and I see the Ring doorbell.
Oh, no!
On my son's life, I see the Ring doorbell, and I go, and I back away. Now, I couldn't find it. I don't know where it was. I didn't think they were home.
It's a deterrent.
I just felt uncomfortable, which I think is okay.
Yes.
That's why Ring is fantastic. You can get a special offer on the Ring welcome kit.
How did you back away again?
Back to Elliot.
Just kidding. I'm not a porch pirate.
I'm not a loiterer.
I almost pressed the doorbell. Hi, you might remember me. I sold you this house.
This wonderful home with a leaky roof.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, but great ice maker.
Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. Nobody's talked to me. I was waiting for somebody to go, can I help you, Mike? You look like you're concerned.
You don't live there anymore.
You
know that.
What they did is they took it, and then they didn't want
it. I don't think they're there. I think they're somewhere. Nobody's down here.
I know.
Satan's tank.
I kid.
Anyway, the Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's the perfect way. I'm sweating now. It's the perfect way to start your Ring. Okay. Can I do the commercial?
How about 72 degrees?
All I ask, I have one more. Hmm. Hey, just decorum during the commercials.
Do it. Fine.
It's the perfect way to start your Ring experience. The hell was that?
Just me breathing.
Plus free 2-day shipping. Sorry.
Just trying to stay alive.
Go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Jesus.
Everyone talks about hydration, but that oxygen's important too.
Yeah.
So it's a true story. They said to me, that it had been delivered to the old address, and suddenly I'm super excited, and I get I can get access to that community. I can go to my front porch and see it, and then I look in, and it didn't. You can't really tell, but it didn't look like anybody was in residence.
I have an important question.
Yeah.
Do you think there's some ice for me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Give it a try. Oh, nice.
Take a powder.
Luxury.
Thank you. There you go. See you
Maybe
later.
She could check for ice during commercials.
Rob.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. You can leave now. No, go ahead. Why don't you wait till the commercial, then you can get me one too. You want some of mine? Here, have some.
Ooh,
of mine.
Sharing.
Sharing What's is that? Caring.
No, he's like,
no, this is fine. This is perfectly good.
She doesn't want your cooties.
It's perfectly good.
When you looked in the house, was there furniture in there?
It was lean.
Oh, like a Murphy bed?
Sparse.
Just
like a Murphy bed.
I shouldn't say this.
That's not even lean.
The TV on the floor.
Oh!
College what kids. Trash.
Well, which tells me
stop. They haven't moved in. They haven't
what are you
moved
doing
in
to me?
Oh, kidding.
Oh, yeah. Mike. Yeah. They moved
relax.
In.
Oh, yeah. They got
no,
partially
I don't think
moved
anybody's
in.
Dead. No. No. Maybe, I don't think anybody's dead at all.
Maybe they moved in and then there was looting.
There might have been.
They
and someone said, I want that TV stand, but leave the TV.
What's interesting is when you travel and you go north and you go, you don't realize that one of the things I said to people in D.C. when we moved down here, everybody would say, oh, but it's so hot. I'd right. say it's just as hot in D.C. in the summer.
Yes.
This yep. is the time of year down here where it's really. What was your high temperature today in Leesburg, Virginia?
89?
Yeah, okay. And we're going to have
was
a great.
It
it's going to be.
No, it was a little humid.
It's humid every day. Yeah, it wasn't so bad today, yeah. but like yesterday, you felt like you were choking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it's going to be a nice weekend. It's going to be a nice weekend.
Okay.
This is the thing that's freaking me a little bit is we're starting to get in a pattern that I remember when we had a dry summer and then we started getting really intense systems that came by and opened up a lot of cloud cover with a lot of rain. And then after that, boom, boom, boom. I don't know if you've taken a look at the tropical forecast in the last few days, but there seems to be a rather active pattern in the Atlantic with these storms.
Yeah, I think there are two that we have to watch out for.
It's a weird time today. You always have to keep your eye on it when you.
But there is one difference between Virginia and Florida in the summer.
What's that?
We have a breeze like constantly here.
Ooh, I'll take a breeze all day.
Yeah,
balmy breeze.
But anyway, it's good to be down here, and I got really freaked out about that, and I do want to see. I want to show the colors a little bit as we get into the home stretch because
we'll get it done.
It's that
have you voted already? Have you voted early? Can you do
you know
that
what?
In
we
Florida?
Haven't even. We got an absentee ballot. I think our absentee ballot was for the primary.
It was, by the way.
Yeah. So it's not for. We're not going to get it until what, October?
So we are going to get the actual ballot, and we got little cards saying that they are coming.
Okay.
Yeah. And to
aren't you supposed to vote
days.
Twice down there?
I heard you're supposed to vote twice.
Yeah, just
not
to make sure
Florida.
It counts.
Oh,
we're
going to
try. We're going to try. We're going to make every effort to do that. It's going to be interesting down
Shannon,
here.
This is the state. Shannon had a run-in with the USPS. Didn't someone tell you they were going to actually about the ballots themselves today?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
So she was just saying the I was at
small talk.
USPS.
Tiny.
And she was just saying that all of the ballots. She was like, yeah, no. I mean, if there are any problems with the ballots, like if they don't have a stamp or something like that. She was like, oh no, they're all going through. Don't worry. They're going through.
Okay. So you don't need to use postage. That's good.
You should use postage.
For those of you who want to vote, I mean, I think they're whoever you're voting for. Yeah. And if you're really worried about what the USPS is going to do, you're supposed to go online and research your state and see the best way to do it. I have heard that prepare now.
Yes.
If you want to go through, I've heard a lot of people say, fill out an absentee ballot, then drop it off at the registrar of voters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the safest things to do.
Jesus.
I know for a fact that the most recent episode of the Lincoln Project podcast will hold your hand on how to do an absentee ballot and do it right. And it's a very entertaining show. I recommend it highly.
Absolutely. Not the registrars on campus where you register for classes. The registrars for voting.
Oh, that's and right. Today they actually did say they were recording today and the Lincoln Project guys, they were talking about how really the election is going to be like locked in essentially like mid-October. So not necessarily when we think it will be, because everybody gets their early ballot.
You got to,
So fly those flags now.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right.
Mike, I can get you a ride for Biden tomorrow. You're going to be good to go.
The Ryan for Biden. Ryan with Biden. That's exciting.
Can you get me get me a sticker says sit means sit?
We gotta take a break and come back. We'll have our last part of our real show comes up, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Labor Day weekend. We'll be right back.
You'll never guess who just joined the TMOS Patron Society.
Estelle!
Are you listening, you piggy?
From the deck of the Jack Todd. Michael Murray. Battle show. Doing my morning show at night.
Bubble doogie.
Sorry, Gracie.
Waddle doodle doodle.
You don't even have to activate the lower. Just strap on a gun and pin on a badge and give to the TMOS Patron Society. Whatever you decide to give to the TMOS cause is okay by me. So become a TMOS patron today and be sure to catch the Grease Man on TMOS whenever Rob can book him.
It's Mark Riddell, man.
I would love. to have Doug tracked on this show. I would love. We've offered. He doesn't like
many
to
times,
do that.
Many times, you know? And you know what? We'll stay on it. One of these days, he may soften. We'll
I think
see.
It's tough when you're at somebody's throats because you're competing so passionately for years and stuff. I wouldn't probably do it. You know, I didn't go up to Tampa when Bubba the Love Sponge wanted to have me on.
No, but it was nice.
No, thank you.
Mike, it's always nice to be asked. It's nice to be wanted.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, Rob, it wasn't. I didn't like being asked. I didn't like the entire experience. It made me feel dirty. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Having fun? You bet your ass you are.
Of course.
The guys and the wives, jet propelled by alcohol. This is a good cocktail party. So, why does it have to end? It doesn't.
What?
It doesn't, Oscar.
Not going to either.
This episode is followed by the bonus show. Let me point out that little lady in black that's sitting immediately to the other side of Rob Spiewak.
Firecracker.
Let me tell you something about the bonus show. About 10 minutes in, okay? Won't happen at the very beginning. About 10 minutes in, she kicks it into overdrive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She turns into a whirling dervish.
So true.
Talking about Carrie Spiewak. Print it!
To the big man.
By the way, this is followed by the bonus show, which streams for free, but only once.
Only once.
Then it hides behind the paywall. So pop a cold one, stick around. We might even take your calls at 888-920-MORE. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's the best way to kick off Labor Day. 888-920-MORE if you want to call
us.
Let's do it. Here's a pro tip. Subscribe to the bonus show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That way, you get it all.
Awesome.
Unlimited access to every bonus episode of all time. Just click the banner, and a subscription just might cure your clammy palms. You want a female? What do you think?
I think you're good.
Yeah,
it's the humidity.
It's your passport to the assport. Copyright 2020, I guarantee it. And now, back to the Jerry Lewis Labor Day MDA
I have a quick question for Mike, if
you don't mind. 17 on the Love Network, already in progress. Yes. Well, yes, Oscar.
Why the 74 on your dial at home? I'm curious if you feel 72, 74 is a big difference.
Okay, we got at the old house... We got a new system put in.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And a lot of these modern systems suck the humidity out, and 74 rocked for us at that old house, right?
It did. We found our hot spot, our sweet spot.
Flash forward, we move into this place, and let me do...
And we're all over the place here.
Let me explain.
Nothing works.
We have a Lennox system here, and let me explain
Lennox
how
Lennox is nice.
Lennox is case sensitive. it's a computer joke.
This is...
What?
Lennox is...
Pony's laughing.
It's a little challenged.
Is he?
It's like, you know... As a matter of fact, hold on. I can open the window over here, and you can hear the Lennox. It's outside. Here we go.
Okay.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
That's so funny.
Mike, nothing runs like a train.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Train solid.
Did you go to get ice? Did you go to
not yet?
Oh, you didn't leave yet. Well, I'm sorry.
What?
I've got that's the first clue. I've gotten buzzed. I didn't know whether she had gone or stayed. That was it. No.
So, how old is the Lennox system?
It is. It's right at that point where would it be 12 years old? Is it 12 years old?
I think they said
11. Like 11 or 12 years old. Right at that point, we at the old house had a system down here that was 24 years old, right?
Right, and we changed it, and then as soon as we made our last payment, we sold the house.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it. Yeah, ours lasted. Well, the one that came with the house lasted 11 years, and it totally fried. And when we talked to the guy, he said, "What happened is they put in a system that was exactly adequate for your amount of floor space. There was no ceiling room on it. So when we replaced it, we went for something a little larger, a little more powerful, and it's treated us very well."
Awesome.
So what's your temperature at home with like an adequate unit?
72 overnight and 70 when I get up in the morning.
Okay. And Mike, what do you deal with?
Okay, hold on. She's very subtle. She's sitting there in her peaceful mode, but she was shaking her head. Let me tell you what I do on these cocktail parties. I watch everybody, but there's one person I watch more than anybody, and it's Carrie Spiewak. And Carrie, Rob was doing that, and Carrie just did this little...
Well, she loves 72. I would love 68.
I don't put it on 72 ever.
How does it go to 72 then?
You put it at 69 or 68, and I'll move it to 71.
Well, 68 is pretty great.
Why didn't you just say that was your temperature at the beginning?
But in the morning I put it at 70. I get up, I take my Stay Alive pills, I make some liquid IV, and I put the AC at 70. That's what I do in the morning.
And he sweats.
You don't put it at 70. You put it at 69.
I
move it up a few degrees.
This way, well,
yeah.
Actually, I make it warmer before I leave.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not
going
to be
her
here.
Secret.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for Rob to stay cool.
Yeah.
I work hard for my money.
That's right. I can't believe she does that.
I'll tell you something. That the one we had at the old house. What do you got? What's your brand? Since we're doing Samsung refrigerators and everybody else, what's your endorsement for your cooling
train.
System there?
It's a train.
Train.
Yeah. Bingo, baby. Yeah.
There you
bingo,
go.
Bingo, bango.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you can get a Lennox. Chitty,
bang, bang. I think we have are Carrier and Trains the same thing, right? Carrier, Train, same company? No?
No, I think Carrier and Trainer are different. I think they're different.
We got a Carrier.
What do you have in your 1700s house? What do you have there?
We had to get AC put in. Mm-hmm. So it's a Carrier, and they said if you ever build out, you'll need another system. And I said, all right.
Well, so your place at least stays cool now?
Yeah, at 69.
Or 67 overnight.
Yeah.
Even in the upstairs because of the heat rising?
You know what? No wonder we're always hot.
How much do you think our electric bill is every month?
$1 million.
No, during the summer, honestly.
I will say $165. $270.
Okay.
$231.
$110.
Oh,
that's how small our place is.
Wow.
Awesome.
And that's on like a summer. During the winter when we have different type of heating system, we don't have the full HVAC, it's $80, which is great.
Yeah, but to be fair, you charge most of your Apple electronics at work, so you're making Podcast Village pays for most of your electricity.
Hey, Rob, Oscar sent me an idea for a new broadcast toy that be getting sometime next week. It's let's just say maybe some old friends might be coming back to the show.
Some old friends.
I like that.
Yeah, I hope it works. I really do hope it works. So, Carrie, are you happy with the cooling system in your home?
It's okay.
She was happy when it was paid for. About 80% was paid for it from a good night at the casino. She liked that.
Ooh. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, but I don't have any pliers to pull her toenails out to make her say something nice about me. So,
Do you want to say something nice about your hubby? Do you want to say anything nice about your hubby?
I don't.
That's how we end the show. That's how we end part one, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it goes right now.
We need to take a small break so I can go change the thermostat.
There you go.
She has it set at 88.
888-920-MORE. Oscar, are we capable of doing some phone calls up in Washington? Are we going to be able to do that?
Get thumbs up for Maddie. Thumbs up for
Maddie.
That's good.
Yes. Maddie loves answering phones.
And then...
Maddie's
like off to Buffalo right after the show is over. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Shannon, and Carrie, and Carla, and everybody. And God bless you, you wonderful TMOS listeners. Yes. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hi, this is Brad Paisley, wishing you a happy Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day!
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Well, I don't get the rain man cold, but
the best is yet to come.